Walk with Grace is our subject on today's morning show. It's the monthly visit. Some of the members of the board and those that make it happen. It's a new year for Grace, and President Eileen Stevens is here. Leif Carlson will be talking about prevention again this month. We have Suzanne Fish, who will talk of recruitment, and June Nee, who is the Walk Chair. We'll talk about the recently completed opening night and or the first meeting of the year. Eileen Stevens joins us. Eileen, fundraising is already underway, I think, isn't it?
It is, Phil. I tell you, our teams are out there already hitting the fundraising events. They're starting their efforts, and we just want to make sure that everyone's clear on how the fundraising works and that. So, we want to make sure teams have the tools that they need. So if they have an event going on, we ask them to post it on their Facebook page, make an event on their Facebook page, create their poster, and send it to us, and we will promote that for them. We don't create the posters, we don't create the post or the events, but we will share what they have. But since they're not official Grace events, they need to do the legwork on that. And, you know, we've had, you know, when teams are printing their posters or putting out mailings, that's all their expense. That is not a responsible use of the Grace funds for us to pay for printing and postage and stuff for the teams. So that's all their responsibility to do that. We will do everything we can to promote their event for them.
So it's a new year. Those are good things to know. And, people are out already, you know, kind of looking for donations and things like that. Maybe you could talk, we haven't talked for a while about donations from businesses, because I know a lot of our business community gets hit a lot by lots of area groups, don't they?
They definitely do, and they get hit hard. I was being a former small business owner myself. Business owners know they've got people walking through their doors weekly, sometimes daily, sometimes twice a day, depending on the time of year, asking for donations. And as small businesses, that gets tough. And I know right now, you know, another organization in Richland County is out soliciting funds. And of course, I was at work and I overheard a conversation of one of the volunteers that was working or trying to solicit donations. And a business owner was a little frustrated in talking with them and mentioned that, you know, they're getting hit so hard. Here we are, what is it, third week of January, and they've already been hit numerous times, and they'd mentioned twice by Grace. Well, that perked my attention. It's like, wait, what do you mean twice by Grace? We haven't solicited any donations yet. So I think where the confusion comes in, individuals and teams are starting to raise funds for their team. And of course, the individuals will go into the businesses. They're asking for donations for their team to raise money with the intent to donate to Grace. So businesses can choose, you know, what donations they want to, you know, that they want to make. They just need to be sure that they know that they are not donating to Grace, they're donating to that individual team. And our teams need to be clear when they're in making those, you know, asking for donations. They need to be clear that we are requesting a donation. My team is hosting a fundraiser. The intent is the money will be donated to Grace. But, you know, we can't control that. These are individual teams doing stuff. They have, you know, they plan to give it to Grace. They will give it to Grace. I mean, that's the intent. But, I mean, just say something would happen. One of their team members was in a horrible car accident or something happened, and they're like, oh, my gosh, we need to help our person here. And they redirect those funds. We have no control over that. So, you know, if it's a Grace, if they're donating to one of our events, we're going to make sure that that money stays with the intended, you know, and I said, our teams are great. They aren't going to do that, but mm-hmm. that's what happened. You know, businesses are donating to that individual team. And as donating to the individual teams or groups doing that, they may not be donating to a nonprofit. Some of the teams may possibly have gone through the paperwork for state and federal, getting their EIN, getting their nonprofit status. So it could be a nonprofit they're donating to, but they're donating to a third party. They are not donating to Grace. So I cannot give them a receipt for a donation to a team event.
So teams should be maybe a little bit more transparent on, you know, I'm so-and-so, this is my team, we're having a fundraiser for Grace, I guess would be the right way to say it, right?
Correct. Because, and, you know, business owners are just hearing Grace, this is a donation for Grace. But it is, but it's not a direct donation to Grace. It's a third party raising funds in their name to donate to Grace.
So getting back to the tax purposes, then let's say somebody donates somebody something and they have like a silent auction, for instance, that team could give them a tax receipt, right?
The team could write something up to say, you know, business or individual XYZ donated this item to our fundraiser, and that our intent or our purpose is to donate to Grace. So I don't know tax laws, so that would be something they'd have to talk to their tax person. It's an organization doing it. It may not be a nonprofit. I don't know what weight that carries,
When we do get to our radio auction, though, that would be a little bit different story then at that point.
Correct. That's part of the Grace auction event.
Mm-hmm. And we do plan to do that again this year.
Good.
So the new year is underway, and it's time to kind of start thinking about those things. And looking back on 24, Eileen, you expanded your service area a little bit this last year, and I think that went really well, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And we're still actively working on recruiting in those areas, and not recruiting per se, but to get the information out, to make sure people in those communities, in the townships that touch Richland County but are in Vernon, Crawford, Sauk, et cetera, that they are aware of the services they are eligible for.
And there's going to be a polar plunge coming up again this year?
There is. I'm pretty excited. I get to go to that this year. So
awesome. And yes. When is that date?
February 22nd, I believe that is.
Put you on the spot a little bit here.
22nd, so. I'm pretty sure that is.
Are you going to take the plunge or not?
I am debating.
Well, really?
You know?
She didn't say no.
Been there, done. You know, it's got to be... Check it off. I did that.
It sounds like it could be a special, and I've heard a rumor it might be their final one.
I've heard that rumor, too. I've not talked with Chrissy directly, but that's on my to-do list this week.
Okay. Well, we'll hope to have them on and talk about it, too, because that's coming up less than a month away.
Yep, so. Coming up quick.
Well, let's switch over and talk to Suzanne. We'll give Eileen a rest here for a moment. Suzanne Fish, in charge of recruitment. Well, explain what that involves, Suzanne.
Well, I'm not in charge of it.
You're not?
No, I'm just a committee member.
All right.
Yeah. But this is my second year, and that darn Rob Remish says, we got a job for you because you like to talk. Well, in 2023, there were 31 Grace teams. And then last year, we got it up to 38. So I contacted all the teams of the preceding year to, I hope you still want to be with us. We encouraged them to be with us. And then I hit the road. And I think I have 8 businesses that said not this year, but maybe next. And if you're listening, those 8, I know who you are. I will be seeing you. No pressure, but I do make notes, and they said this is not a year for me, but check with me next year. So fine and dandy. There are the perimeter of the park is set for sites. And I checked with Rob Renish, the logistic, not Rob, I'm sorry, Eric, last night, the logistic man. I said, where are we? He says, well, we did 38. We have a few more in the rightful, layout of the park. But he said, if you get more, there is a place where we can go. They can extend it beyond. So we have plenty of room for growth. And I'm just so happy that we had 7 more teams last year than the preceding year. But I got some paperwork, and going back from 2011 to 2017, we averaged 35 teams. So I think we're holding our own pretty good.
Yeah, that really is. I guess I was not aware how many teams that we used to have, but I think that's a real solid number. And if you can increase that, get closer to 40, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to go over 40. Mm-hmm. You know, we all need to set goals, right? And it'd just be a personal goal and highlight. If I could see that park full without having to go to the la-la land of shooting over in some other area. But our dear friend Al... And I left my sheet at home, so my memory's not good. When I come to you, I'll give you a handout, and it gives kind of a short, reference to what Grace is all about. And then we want you to think about being a team. And he so kindly came up, if you want to be a team, this is what you do now. And I'll be hitting you after the board meeting in February when all the things are set into gear. It's you think of a team name, who you want on your team. Kickoff night, you have to keep that in mind, May 15th, on Thursday, May 15th is kickoff night, and they want a representative from every team to be there, but you call the Grace office if that doesn't work for you, and to think about the fundraisers, because there's the calendar raffle, this year we have the tracks, car situation, rummage sales, bake sales, but you think of what you can do for your team for bake sales, or for
Some sort of fundraiser.
A fundraiser, thank you. Yeah. Yes, thank you. I lost it. So,
Really would be a cool thing for businesses, again, to get involved and challenge themselves and, you know, get all the employees together and maybe go against another business, you know, and that kind of thing.
Wouldn't that be nice? But yeah. Do I want to start that?
I don't know.
Do I want to put that out there?
Just an idea.
I want to hear yes. I'm thinking about it. it is a wonderful idea. Yeah, but... But yeah, I'm not pushy on it, but I am direct with it, and I thank them very much. And if you tell me next year, you're going to see me next year. But I'll be hitting the road. Last year I made, there were what I said, 31 teams. I made 77 contacts last year. So I guess Rob is right.
Mm-hmm. You did a good job.
I did all I could do, yes.
And there are some older teams that were around, you know, years ago. It would be really nice to get them resurrected and back in the fold, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. I was reading the list from the 2017. I have a spreadsheet of all those years going, oh, because that's where But, I got to hit my first eight people first. But that we still have plenty of room for beyond the eight if they all say yes.
Sure.
So... hopefully they'll think about it. It's a positive night and come be a part of it.
You get a t-shirt?
Yeah, you get a t-shirt. The facts of all that have got to be confirmed, I guess, with this next meeting. But I might work things a little differently there this year. So in the past, you've gotten so many numbered t-shirts with your team registration. Yes.
Okay.
So.
To be announced,
to be
right?
Yeah.
On down the road. But it would be great to get, you know, even some younger people involved, like some, you know, high school age students as well in form a team.
I've approached a church from last year even, and she said, we want our youth. So it didn't work for last year. They didn't have enough time by the time I got to them is what they told me. So I ran to her at Walmart the other night and I'll see you.
You won't forget, I know.
No, so, I won't.
Great. And so the deadline is really the opening or the kickoff in May, though, right? For as far as getting a team enrolled? Or
not,
do you have to,
not really, no. But you want to be there at kickoff night and get your packet. Because there's a little bit of work to having a team. You have to be a little organized and know what the deadlines are, the t-shirts, and get your t-shirts ordered and get to your team members. And yeah, so there's a little organization for the captain to do, but it's all worth it.
Right. It's not a lot of work.
No, it's not a lot of work. Just have to have some dedication time.
Sure. And then maybe come up with some unique ideas for fundraisers, too.
Do you have any ideas for me off the air?
Off the air?
I don't want anybody to take them away from me.
Some people have been coming up with some good ones, though, I know.
It's wonderful.
Thinking outside the box. Sure.
You know, and just a little confession of this. My first year was in honor of me retiring after my many years of work. And I did much better than I thought I would. Last year, I didn't do as well. But, you know, I did the best we could. And I had half a team size. And it isn't the great, a big amount of money, which is wonderful. It's that you do the best you can and get people involved.
And the final numbers last year blew me away.
Oh,
so
really?
I was thinking it was maybe going to be down a little bit, and obviously it was not. So
we have a wonderful giving and loving community, don't we?
Every little bit counts.
You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever you can raise. Well, thanks for coming along. Good luck with your tail twisting here.
Thank you.
Leif Carlson is here as well, talking about prevention. Good morning, Leif.
Good morning, Phil.
Good. How are things going as far as a walk around the world for Grace?
The world going great. We are over about 1,700 miles now that we've walked. 25,000 will get us around the whole world. So we're getting there. Right now we're headed towards San Diego. And once we get to San Diego, we're going to take a boat over to Japan and start walking across Japan.
I see. So are you walking in place in the boat as you go across the...
Yeah, you got to keep exercising.
Keep exercising.
Right. Luckily, those boats have gyms on them now.
Have you looked at some of the past numbers from the past couple of years in terms of, you know, the amount of miles in the first few weeks or not?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't compared... I haven't gone back and looked that way. But I'm happy with our progress. There's a lot of people participating, and we've gotten new people signed on, so... People can sign on for Walk Around the World with Grace at walkwithgrace.com. I got one new person this week again. So it's really easy to join, and it helps people stay healthy. It helps prevent cancer. Exercising 2.5 hours per week has been shown to reduce the risk of cancer.
And you get a nice little vest as well when you sign up.
Yes, and I'm hoping to see those vests out and about. Now, we've had this streak of cold weather, And I was out walking a couple times in the really cold, and I didn't see anybody else out. So
they'll make up for it.
Yeah, hopefully the warm weather now coming will help people get out.
You had your first potluck as well for those that wanted to gather, and how did that go?
Yeah, good. Those are always on the first Monday of every month, and they're at the community center at 5:30. People bring Mediterranean dishes to share. I organize it so you know if you're bringing a main dish or dessert, salads, and it's great. And then we have a little slideshow about where we're going, and we also talk about cancer prevention at the potlucks.
Okay. Today you're talking about cervical cancer, and can you give us some stats and an overview of that, Lee?
Yep. So January is Cervical Cancer Prevention Month and Awareness Month, and cervical cancer used to be one of the most deadly, highest death rates for women of all cancers was from cervical cancer. When the Pap smear test started being used, the cancer rates and the deaths from the cervical cancer dropped significantly. And now we have a new way to even prevent more cervical cancer, and it's actually a prevention, and that is the HPV vaccine. So HPV is a virus that is caused by skin-to-skin contact between people, and it not only causes cervical cancer, but a few other cancers as well in men. And HPV, the virus, can be prevented by taking the vaccine.
Okay. So see your doctor about that, then.
See your doctor, for sure. For the HPV vaccine, it's recommended that all kids between age 9 and 12 get the vaccine. And if we ever got to 100% with that, it would be pretty much the end of cervical cancer.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. It's actually the one, when I talk to doctors and say, you know, how do we prevent cancer? The number one answer is always get the HPV vaccination.
Yearly physical is pretty important, isn't it?
Yeah. So the guidelines for women for screenings, make sure that you get a Pap test, and now they have an HPV test as well. And so talk to your doctor about those, for sure.
Is there information on the GRACE website, you know, in terms of prevention and, you know, some avenues and some links that you can go to as well?
I do not know if we have that, but that is a great idea. So I'm going to write that down, and I'll take that to our website person, and certainly get links to the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
Yep.
You certainly, in your time, you know, with prevention, you've learned a lot of things about prevention and different types of cancer, haven't you?
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's really cool. I'm a math teacher by trade. I'm not a doctor, but I care deeply about cancer and preventing cancer. And so as a math teacher, you look at the statistics and you say, wow, 59% of kids right now are vaccinated for HPV. That means 40% are not. And almost all of us in our age group have been exposed to the HPV virus at some point. And it's interesting to think that we could prevent that if we could get that number of kids up to 100%.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And you think about, we've been in contact with it, why some people and why some don't get it. You know, that's kind of the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of parents who are concerned. There's a lot of misinformation on the internet that people can go to and find that it's dangerous. I was researching at the National Cancer Institute today and read a really interesting article about that, yeah, the number of concerned parents right now is actually increasing about having their kids vaccinated. And I sure would like to turn that trend backwards.
Okay, yep. Good. Yep. Anything else you'd like to add this month about prevention, Leif?
Some other things that people can do. So if you're over 26, you can no longer get the vaccine for the HPV virus. It doesn't. Once you've been infected, it would do no further help to the person. So then People who are over 26 should make sure that they're getting their screenings. Make sure that they limit exposure to HPV. So limiting lots of sexual partners is a high risk. So you can lower that. Use a condom. And there's even a link with a virus to smoking. So preventing smoking actually can prevent some of the cases of cervical cancer.
Isn't that interesting? Smoking linked to a lot of different types of cancer.
It really is. Yep.
Yeah, we never would have thought that.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the info this month, Lee. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. June Nee is here as well, walk chair. June, you recently had the big meeting to kind of get things going. How did it go?
Yes, good morning, Phil. We had a great start. We had a great first meeting to kick off year 22 of Walk with Grace. Really appreciated everybody that were able to come to the meeting. And, yeah, it went really well.
And in terms of looking ahead, you really could use a few more members, board members. Do you have enough board members?
Yes. We are really looking for a few committee members to help out, and we're always looking for volunteers. I am actually looking for someone who would be interested in maybe coming to the meetings and just taking the minutes for me, writing the notes from the meeting. It's kind of hard for me to be paying attention to my committee members and trying to write down what we're talking about, because part of my job is to, after the meeting, which I still need to do, send out the notes from the meeting. So for the team captains and other people who weren't able to be there can know what we talked about, what's going on. So if anyone out there is interested in just coming to the meeting and taking notes for me and writing those out for me, that would be greatly appreciated. Some other areas that we could really use help with is registration. Unfortunately, our registration chair from many years, Marcia Berkhammer, had to resign, and we appreciate all the hard work she has done. Marcia is just incredible, and we are going to miss her so much. I do have somebody that stepped up to do it this year, but we're looking for someone to train with our current registration chair to maybe take over in the future. So we're looking for someone who might be interested in registration, which is once Suzanne has gotten all those teams and brings them to our kickoff, the registration works with all the teams to take all that information. They're the ones that will turn in all the T-shirt orders and then get those T-shirts when they come in, hand them out to teams. It's a big job, but it's also rewarding, and it's a part of grace. And so that's somewhere that we could really use some help. If there's anybody interested in training to help out with registration. Publicity is another area that we could really use a chairperson to kind of coordinate. I have people that are willing to do the radio, and then I have someone to do social media. I have someone that updates the website. But I need that chairperson who is going to look over all of this for me and just kind of coordinate, make sure everybody's got what they need. And so that's another area that we could really use a chairperson, someone who might be interested, who's done publicity before or would love to get more involved in that way. Our logistics team, Eric Renish, could always use some help. For kickoff, right now kickoff is scheduled for Thursday, May 15th. I'm still confirming exactly what we're going to do, but we are looking for volunteers to help with that evening. We'd probably start anywhere from like 3 in the afternoon till usually we're done by 7:30. So if you are just a night to where you can help, you know, set up, clean up, that kind of stuff, please let us know, because we could use some volunteers for that night. And I'll have more about our kickoff coming soon, all more information. So those are just some areas we could really use some help, but any kind of volunteer, whether you just want to come to one of our meetings, the meetings are always held on the third Thursday of each month. And then at 6 p.m. up at the Grace office above Royal Bank. So if you want to just come and listen and hear what's going on, we could really use some volunteers.
Where is the kickoff held at this year then? Where are you planning
it for? Well, I haven't got that confirmed yet. The past 2 to 3 years, we've had it at the community center with a pancake supper. It's went over really well. So I'm just got to confirm all that, you know, make sure that they have room for us. And so once I get that all confirmed, I'll announce the logistics of kickoff.
You bring up a good point, though. You don't necessarily have to be a member of Grace, but if you can just come and help set up or tear down or put up tables or whatever the case.
Exactly. Is. You know, if you don't have the opportunity to come on as one of the committee members to wear a commitment every month, you know, we understand. But if you've got a night like that where you could just help set up, clean up, and the same with Grace, the walk night, which is Friday, August 8th, you know, if anybody is willing to just come for the night and help in little ways, whether it's help set up luminaries or help take down luminaries, help at the end of the evening, or we just really could use anybody. So we're not going to turn you down if you can only help a day, or if you can come to the meetings and help every month. We certainly appreciate anything we can get from our community.
You're always open for suggestions. If somebody has one, get in touch with a Grace board
member. Yeah, you can, I believe you can go to walkwithgrace.com and they have an info area where you can go and you can leave a comment, and Eileen or Alan or someone will make sure that I get the message if needed. I also want to mention that we will be taking ambassador nominations up until our March 20th meeting. We will be voting on them and securing them at that time so that I would be able to have them to bring before the board. As of right now, we have a couple nominations. So, and we usually pick 4 per year if we can get 4. So if anybody has someone they'd like to nominate for an ambassador that's had cancer, and just make sure they know that you're nominating them and that they're okay with that. And then also our theme and color for the year. We'd like to have that finalized by March as well. So if anybody has an idea for a theme, we've had the car this year, you know, is kind of been brought up, the tracks. So there's been some themes mentioned around that, which is pretty exciting. And I believe the car is blue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's been a great idea that's brought up. So we've had a couple ideas already. So we'll keep taking ideas and have that ready by the March meeting as well.
And concerning ambassadors, do you carry those nominations over from year to year?
Yeah. You know, last year we had, I think, 5 or 6. So we will be in touch with the 2 that were not picked last year. We will get in touch with them, and if they would like to be this year, then we'll include them in our nominations this year. But if they've changed their mind and, you know, they're not ready, or, you know, they just don't want to this year or can't, you know, maybe they're not able to as far as, you know, being gone or busy or something, then, you know, we'll keep them in mind if they want for maybe another year.
Right. So if someone's listening and there's somebody they think would make a great ambassador, contact them first and then talk to Grace.
Yes. Make sure that they're okay with it and that they're available. Again, it's Friday, August 8th. And I'll be getting in touch with the ambassadors once they're all selected. Then I'll get in touch and let them know, like, this is what they, and I believe it's on the nomination form too, but, you know, just to make sure they're going to be available for parades and the walk and the radio, those commitments that ambassadors have.
Okay, great. We'll have more about Walk with Grace coming up in a moment as we take our time out. We'll come back and talk more about Grace 2025 in a moment. Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio. Suzanne Fish, you want, again, get some teams involved here. What's the best thing to do if somebody's got
a team? All you out there that are excited and want to be a team, if you would please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. Leave a message of who you are, the name, number to get hold of with, and those people and have control of that phone will let me know, and I will be in touch with you.
Good.
So I hope you're all, I expect the wires just to be burning now.
Well, hope so.
I hope so, too.
Get people involved.
I want to overwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be a good thing.
Overwork.
Now that you're all retired, you've got more time to overwork,
you
right? Leif, anything you'd like to add today to our conversation?
Yeah, getting back to the cervical cancer, it's estimated this year that 4,320 women will die from cervical cancer nationwide. And again, I want to stress, through the vaccine, we could make that number become zero.
More information coming up at your Walk Around the World with Grace meetings. Then is February another cancer that you highlight then too?
Yeah, it's I think it's gastrointestinal and bile or some. So I'll start my research on that.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
Thank you.
Having you back, you bet.
Thank you.
And Eileen, we want to hit on a few other things concerning fundraisers today for Grace, because I know a lot of raffles and auctions are going to be going on here this year too.
Right, yeah, and whether they're, I mean, if they're Grace raffles, you know, like through our Walk with Grace and stuff like that, you know, we have our raffle licenses, raffle A, raffle B, there's different raffle licenses. But if teams are doing fundraisers for different events or different fundraisers at their own events, they have to make sure that they are following the state law. If they are going to do a bucket raffle, they have to get their license to do that. If they're doing a 50-50 raffle, that requires a raffle license. You can't just do a 50-50 without having the proper licenses. So, you know, we do them at our events because Grace does hold the license for the Grace events to do them. But again, we cannot loan those licenses out. You know, there's three raffles that are permitted in the state of Wisconsin. There's single-day raffles. There's calendar raffle, like car raffles, you know, like we're doing, where you can sell them over a period of time, but it specifically states where the ticket's going to be drawn or when the winner is going to be drawn, stuff like that. They also have one for rubber duck races. I kind of respect that. That's pretty cool that they have their own category. But that's a lot more in-depth, because that's details like same size, same weight, same whatever, and now you're putting them in a waterway. Well, who's... You know, a whole lot of stuff goes in with that. So,
yeah.
But we just deal with the Class A, Class B licenses with the bucket raffles and the 50-50 raffles, the car raffle. And so like your calendar raffle, that will specifically state on the calendar raffle that the first prize will be drawn at Cross Cup Park, the date, the location, stuff like that. And then what is it, like 20 days consecutively that we draw, it also states the time and location where that ticket will be drawn. And it must be drawn. We cannot draw a week's worth of tickets and say, here, Phil, here's our winners for the next week. Announce this one this day, this one that day. That is illegal and violates the raffle license. So it states on there, and I don't know what it is. I'm making this time up, but I'm going to say that it says the raffle is going to be drawn at WRCO at 12:30 every day of the week. So if Leaf wants to show up at 12:30 on Sunday to be there for that raffle drawing or that ticket drawing, then that ticket needs to be drawn at that time. It could be anybody in the community. It could be the state auditor that's going to show up at that time at that place to watch that ticket being drawn. So you don't want to cut corners in that. So that's why we're happy that WRCO always helps us out with that. So we appreciate that. So we always want to make sure that our teams are following whatever, you know, check it out. It's all on the state website for gaming. I have my own contact there, which, you know, I'm not an expert, but Wisconsin Office of Charitable Gaming, I'm quite grateful for my contact there, where we talk probably once a week just to make sure we're doing stuff right. And, you know, and I always ask people, you know, give us ideas, give us feedback, give us thoughts, what you want done. There's some stuff we simply can't do. I mean, it's been suggested that, you know, why don't you hire an organization to do the fundraising for you? Save yourself time, let somebody else do it and focus on stuff. Well, state statutes prohibit that. It specifically states that all profit from raffles shall be used by the organization conducting the raffle to further the organization's purpose for existence, and no salaries, fees, or profit shall be paid to any other organization or individual in connection with that operation of a raffle. So we can't hire somebody to do our, we can't pay somebody to do that.
Plus, you'd be paying money out of the possible, you know, proceeds to, to get that done.
So, right, and that's what I'd mentioned earlier with the teams. I mean, teams can't come to us and expect us to pay, you know, to pay and print their posters and their flyers and their ticket. We can't do that. That's not the purpose of these intended funds. So, and we don't want to violate that. Another suggestion was made that, you know, why don't you have a casino night? Well, it does sound kind of fun. I'm not going to lie, it does. But anytime, if you have an event where you are playing for money or require an entry fee, you know, if it's going to be, you're going to have games such as, you know, poker, blackjack, roulette, craps, it's illegal if you're playing for money or require a fee. In Wisconsin, maybe you can cross the border and do it, I don't know. But in Wisconsin, you can't do that. So,
Even if you have the license or the number or whatever, you can't.
I mean, we've got the Class A and Class B, but that's still something that's not allowed under those.
Okay.
I don't know how else you'd play it without money, but there must be something you can do that people can make it legal. But, you know, there's things such as meat raffles, and not just anybody can walk in and get a Class A, Class B license. There's criteria, nonprofits, veterans organizations, schools. That can get these licenses.
Sometimes if a team has it at an establishment, that establishment probably has a license that they can use.
Depending.
Like
you can't just walk into a local restaurant or tavern here in town because they're a for-profit, and a for-profit is not eligible to get those licenses.
Oh, I see.
Now, if a nonprofit did their fundraiser at that establishment using their raffle license, then it's the you know, it'd be like my raffle license if my team is nonprofit doing that. But the bar or restaurant, they cannot, unless they're a nonprofit, then they can request those licenses.
Yeah, there aren't very many of those. So.
Right. Yeah, and there's quite, you know, there's legions, there's you know, veterans organizations, churches, there's all.
That's different.
There's a different. Those are different. So.
Great. Well, we're underway. We're going to start walking and running here. We're going to be planning another radio auction. We'll be getting together with that. That's another place, June, where we can use some volunteers with the auction committee.
Oh, yes. We have the silent auction, and we have bucket raffle, and we have the radio auction. So we can always use help with any of those. We usually meet, you know, once a month to get started. And then as it gets closer, we might meet a little, you know, more often. But if you're interested in helping out with the auction, that would be great. Just let us know.
We could use it. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to remind people that our next meeting is Thursday, February 20th, up at the Grace office above Royal Bank. If you're interested in any way to volunteer, please join us for this meeting. You know, we'd love to have you. If it's small, big, whatever, we'd just love to have you as a volunteer.
Awesome. And you're looking forward to the Race for Grace as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm ready with this cold. I'm done with this cold weather, so I'm ready to start training. I'm doing the walking around the world. So I'm doing my walking and my strength, but I'm ready to get out there and start running again.
It's actually around Sextonville, but it does add up.
Right, you betcha. Around that Sextonville airport, but
wherever
it does
you're walking.
Add up.
What's the date on the Race for Grace, Suzanne?
May 17th.
May 17th. I know Alan would like us to promote that. So.
He ready us.
Yeah, people can get registered for that and get going on that. Anything you'd like to say in conclusion, Eileen?
No, I just want to thank everybody. I mean, it's you know, the businesses and the teams and everybody out there, you know, the committee leaders. You know, June and her team have been doing a fabulous job. And she'd mentioned earlier, we always want to groom our replacements. We got to, you know, you want to keep things fresh. You want to keep things new. You want to see new people, younger generation coming in. It's just, it's important to keep things going. Welcome new ideas. Have, you know, anybody have an idea, a thought, a complaint, But I ask if you have a complaint that you give me two or three suggestions of how to fix it, and I will certainly invite you to come to help us do that. So, but ideas, give us ideas. And I just appreciate everybody and everything everybody does for Grace. It's, you know, and you, Phil, with WRCO, having us in this morning, and you guys do a lot for us, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Glad to do it. One of our favorite projects. And I know some teams are already thinking outside the box. I don't know if you're at liberty to say, I know you've got a special deal coming up for quilters, right? Is that, can we announce that yet or not?
Yes, that's been put out on the Facebook page. Okay. I do believe that the NASCAR team is doing a function at the community center on May 17th, same day as the walk with or the race for Grace.
Yeah,
so that'll be interesting as we watch that unfold and what all's, it's going to be a fun event.
Yeah.
And it's they're going for the bling, the gala dress up, and you know, dress to the nines and have fun.
Yeah. Well, good. That's your teaser. We'll have more about that
That's
coming
right.
up as it gets closer. Thanks, everyone, for coming in today. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Our monthly visit with Grace here on WRCO's Morning Show.